last week's message, we saw that God promises us that His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, will come again. And we saw in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, in verse 10, to wait for His Son from heaven, whom He raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come.
上星期讲到我们发现神赐给我们应许, 这个应许就是他的儿子主耶稣基督必定再来。帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章第十节，等候他儿子从天降临，就是他从死里复活的那位救我们脱离将来愤怒的耶稣。
We also saw three scriptures which plainly teach this promise. They plainly teach that the Lord Jesus Christ will come again.
我们也发现，我们也思考。 三段经文，这些经文都很清楚地说，清楚地赐给我们这个应许，就是主耶稣基督要再来。The
first passage was what we just read, 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, and that is written by the Apostle Paul.
第一段经文就是帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章第十节，这个就是使徒保罗所写的。The
second passage was in Acts chapter 1, and that is when two angels said so. This same Jesus shall so come again in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven.
第二段经文就是《使徒行传》第二章，有两个天使对门徒们说这句话，《使徒行传》第一章第十一节：加利利人啊，你们为什么站着望天呢？这离开你们被接升天的 同一位耶稣，你们见他怎样往天上去，他还要怎样来。And
the third passage, the third testimony, the third prophecy, the third promise that we have is from the Lord Jesus himself. In John chapter 14, he said, I will come again.
第三段经文就是主耶稣基督所讲的，我必再来。It
is a plain and precious promise from God that Jesus will come again.
这个应许非常非常清楚，也是非常宝贵的应许，就是主耶稣基督要再来，有这个应许，你可以说有这个预言。Also,
we know this, that God always keeps His promises. God keeps His promises.
神是信守承诺的神，神是信守应许的神。
There's no room for us to doubt what God has said, what God's word plainly says.
我们不可以，我们不要怀疑神所说的应许。
We also spent some time thinking about the purposes of His coming.
上星期我们思考了主耶稣基督再来的目的。
Why will He come again? 他为什么要再来? And let's just review very quickly what we learned last week.
我们快快地复习上星期学习的这些目的。The
first reason that He's coming again is to rescue us from the wrath to come.
主耶稣基督要再来的第一个目的就是救我们脱离将来愤怒。Christians,
we're not going to endure the Great Tribulation.
我们这些得救的人不要经历大灾难。Also,
the Lord is coming to reunite all His saints.
主耶稣基督再来的目的之一就是让我们每一个信徒能够享受团圆。And
that's found in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and also in chapter 4. 我们在帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章第四章能够发现这个真理。And the third reason we saw last week that He's coming again is to receive us unto Himself.
上星期学习的第三个原因就是主耶稣基督再来的原因，就是主耶稣要再来接我们到他那里去，接我们信他的人到他那里去。And
we see that in John chapter 14. Verses 2 and 3. 我们在约翰福音第十四章第二到三节能看到这个真理。Now there's another reason He'll come again. We didn't talk about this last week, but I want to spend a little bit of time today talking about the fourth reason that Jesus is coming again. 上星期我没有解释这个目的，但是今天我想花一段时间解释一下这个第四个目的，主耶稣基督再来的第四个目的。And then after that, we're going to look at what is the plan of his coming. 我们学习这个第四个目的以后，我们就学习主耶稣基督再来的安排。Now let's pray. 咱们来祷告吧。Holy and Heavenly Father, I thank you that we have your word in our hands. And I thank you for promising us that our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, not only died for our sins and was buried and rose from the dead the third day, but we know that he is coming again. And we have this promise. We thank you for it. 亲爱的圣姐的天上的父，我真的感谢你把你的话语赐给我们，感谢你把这个应许，就是主耶稣基督再来的应许赐给我们，感谢你主耶稣基督不仅仅为我们的罪死被埋葬，第三天复活了，我们也有这个应许，就是主耶稣基督要再来接我们到他那里去。 I pray that you please use the message today to stir our hearts to eagerly anticipate and love the appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ. 我求你使用今天的讲道来感动我们的心，是我们切切的期待爱惜主耶稣基督的显现。 I pray it also help us prepare to see our Savior face to face. 我也劝你使用这篇讲道来教导我们准备见到主耶稣基督，与主耶稣基督面对面。 I pray in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. 我奉主耶稣基督的名祷告， Amen. Now let's continue looking at the purposes of Jesus coming. He's coming to rescue us. He's coming to reunite us. He's coming to receive us. He's also coming for a fourth reason. 现在我们看主耶稣基督再来的第四个目的。我们已经发现主耶稣基督要再来救我们脱离将来愤怒，为了使我们团圆聚在一起，为的是接我们到他那里去。现在我们看第四个目的。Look at Revelation chapter 22 in your Bibles. Revelation chapter 22. Revelation 22, the Lord Jesus Christ is finalizing this book as he's telling John what to write down. He's going to say the last things here. 在这里主耶稣基督快说完讲完他要使徒约翰记载的这些预言这些真理。And here's what the Lord said in Revelation 22 verse 12. And behold, I come quickly.And my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. 启示录二十二章第十二节在这里主耶稣基督说，看啊，我必快来，带着奖赏，要照个人所行的报应他。The Lord Jesus Christ said he's coming and he's bringing something with him. And what he's bringing with him is rewards. He's bringing rewards.To give to every man, he said, according as his work shall be. That means he's going to be an impartial judge who gives exactly what everyone should get. A just judge, a fair judge. 这段经文的意思就是主耶稣基督再来，他再来的时候，他带着什么东西？就是奖赏。这个奖赏是什么意思？在这里他说，要照个人所行的报应他。主耶稣基督再来的时候，他要为不偏不倚的审判者，公义的、公正的审判者。2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 10 tells us about something that Christians will experience after the Lord comes again. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 10. If you have your Bibles, please turn there. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 10. 哥林多后书第五章。想鼓励大家，如果你带着圣经的话，就翻到这段经文，哥林多后书第五章 and verse 10。这段经文解释我们主耶稣基督再来以后，我们信徒要经历一段时间。2 Corinthians 5 verse 10, For we must all. Now when Paul said that, he's talking about saints, talking about believers. We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. 哥林多后书第五章第十节，因为我们众人， 因为我们众人，在这里保罗说我们众人的时候，他的意思就是我们这些信徒，我们这些信主耶稣的人。他说，因为我们众人必要在基督的审判台前显露出来。 And then he says this, that everyone who stands there, everyone may receive the things done in his body.According to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. 第十节，在这里保罗说，叫个人按他所行的，在这里个人是谁呢？就是我们众人，我们这些信主耶稣的人，叫个人按他所行的，无论善恶，在他身内受报。Now, what does the Apostle Paul mean here?Some people think that this is the same as the Great White Throne Judgment, but they're not the same. They're two separate judgments. 在这里保罗说的是什么意思呢？他说的这个基督的审判台不是启示录第二十章所提到的大宝座审判。This is the judgment of believers. 基督的审判台就是主耶稣基督要审判信徒。The Great White Throne is the judgment of unbelievers. 大白宝座审判就是神要审判不信的人。The judgment of unbelievers is to prove to them that because they refused to believe on Christ, they deserve to be cast, thrown into the lake of fire.大宝座审判的目的就是让那些站在神的宝座前的人要知道，因为他们拒绝信主耶稣基督，就应得被扔在火湖里。 The judgment seat of Christ, the judgment for believers, has nothing to do with testing whether we are saved or not, whether we deserve hell or not, nothing like that at all. 这个基督的审判台，它的目的不是决定，不是发现我们有没有得救，或者应得不应得下地狱，跟这个没有关系，一点都没有关系。This judgment is for the Lord to look at the works that we've done on this earth, in this life, and then reward us for those works. 基督审判台的目的就是主耶稣基督检查我们在地上，我们在世界上，我们在这一辈子中所行的事。然后赐给我们奖赏，报应我们。Now, it says in verse 10, that everyone may receive the things done in his body. 第十节说，叫个人按他所行的，在他身内，在他身内受应。What does that mean? That means God is watching what we do in this life with our bodies, with our hands, with our feet, with our brain, with our eyes.The Lord Jesus is watching what you and I do. 他的意思就是神主耶稣基督正在看我们在我们的身内做什么，我们如何使用我们的身体生活，我们的手做什么，我们的脚带着我们去哪儿，我们的眼睛看什么，我们的耳朵听什么，我们的脑子想什么，他什么都知道。 And he will judge accordingly. He will judge and give perfectly impartial judgment. 他就会不偏不倚的公正的公义的审判我们。 Now that is,there's good and bad to that. Because if you do good, he's got good rewards for you. And if you do bad, then he says you'll suffer loss. Which means you're not going to get what you could have.这个有善恶的意思。如果你行善，如果你用你的身体行善，主耶稣就要把奖赏赐给你。如果你行恶的话，你就会不能得到你有机会能得到的奖赏。Now, that could be bad, but the blessing is that there's an opportunity for us to receive some rewards. 这个我们可以说，这个很不好。但是其实对我们信徒来说，他的意思就是我们有机会，我们信徒有机会蒙奖赏。 Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10 says, For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have showed toward his name, and that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. 希伯来书第六章第十节说，因为神并非不公义，竟忘记你们为他名所做的功和爱的劳苦，就是先前服侍圣徒，如今还是服侍。He tells us God will not forget what you've done for him. If you've done it for him, he won't forget. 在这里，他告诉我们，如果你为神行任何事情，他就不会忘记你所行的。Now we've looked at the fourth purpose of his coming. Let's look now at the plan for his coming. 我们刚才看的是什么？就是主耶稣基督再来的第四个目的。现在我们看主耶稣基督再来的计划。We're going to answer this question. These questions. How and when will Jesus come again? How and when will Jesus come again? 耶稣如何何时再来？主耶稣如何何时再来？ So we're looking at the plan for his coming. 现在我们思考主耶稣再来的计划。Let's turn back to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. 请大家翻到帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章。And we'll be looking at verse 16 to begin with. Verse 16, 第十六节。For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. 帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章第十六节，因为主必亲自噔噔噔噔噔从天降临。你看，他说主必亲自，主必亲自。The Lord himself, the Lord himself, 主必亲自，主必亲自。Now that reminds me that Jesus, when he came the first time, he came himself. He did not send a representative, he came himself. 这个提醒我们，主耶稣就第一次来，第一次降临，亲自来。他没有打发一个代言人来，而是他亲自来。And remember that it was Jesus himself that went to the cross.And it was Jesus himself who arose from the grave. And it was Jesus himself that appeared to the disciples. Jesus himself. This same Jesus. 不要忘记啊，是主耶稣基督亲自背着十字架在十字架上死了。是主耶稣基督亲自复活。主耶稣基督复活之后亲自对他的门徒显现出来。同一位。耶稣，同一位耶稣 The Lord himself is coming 主必亲自 I had to just throw this in I had to say this right now Are you ready for him to come again? Are you ready for him to see him? Face to face 我必须顺便说、啊、与耶稣面对面准备好了吗很期望吗很期待吗 Now, verse 16 continues. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. Now it says descend from heaven. Descend from heaven. 第十六节说从天降临从天降临 That reminds us of where he's coming from. He's coming from his father's house. He said in John 14 what? I go to prepare a place for you. Right? And if I go, I will come again. Oh, so Paul is saying...that the Lord is going to fulfill his promise. 在这里我认为使徒保罗告诉我们主耶稣基督要行他所讲的应许。约翰福音第十四章第二节在我父的家里有许多住处若是没有我早就告诉你们了我去是为你们预备地方去我若去为你们预备了地方就必再来接你们到我那里去我在哪里叫你们也在那里 He's coming down from his father's house. Descend from heaven means he's coming down from his father's house where he has prepared a place for you and me. If you're saved. 他说从天降临的时候他的意思就是他从他父的家里降临从他为我们所预备的地方降临为了带我们往那里去。如果你得救的话这个就是你家了。 Now he says, with a shout. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16, he says, the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. 因为主必亲自带着一个呼叫的声音从天降临。What is this shout? What is this shout? Well, this shout is him calling to people. Calling to people. 呼叫的声音是什么声音？他要说什么？他对人
向人打喊着说话。
Now what is he going to say? 他要说什么？ Let's look at John 10:27 to get a clue about what he might say. John chapter 10, verse 27. 我认为我们可以猜测主耶稣基督要说什么。我们可以看约翰福音第十章 verse 27. The Lord Jesus Christ said, My sheep, hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. My sheep, hear my voice.And I know them, and they follow me. 约翰福音第十章二十七节，我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他们，他们也跟着我。你看这个跟帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章有什么关系啊？我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他们，他们也跟着我。
Maybe when the Lord comes back, He is going to call us His sheep.By name. 也许主耶稣基督再来的时候，他就从天降临，带着大声音说什么？叫我们的名字，叫他羊的名字。Well, how is it possible that he could call every one of us by name? Are there not millions of Christians in this world? 在世界上是不是十百万信徒呢？
How is it possible
that he could call everyone by name? 主耶稣怎么叫每一个羊的名字。
Well, think about this. How is it possible that he hears the prayers of every Christian?
就可以这样
思考这个问题。主耶稣基督怎么垂听每一个人的、每一个信徒的祷告？ If a computer can use 5 or 6 or 10 or 20 different apps at one time, don't you think God can hear the prayers of
20 people at one time?Or 200 people at one time?
如果一台电脑能够同时用二十多软件的话 APP, 那么神能不能听见垂听很多很多很多人的祷告呢？同时垂听会不会啊？ He can, he can. God is a spirit. He's not limited like we are limited. 神是个灵，他没有我们这些人类的限制。He is going to come with a shout. I think he's going to call his...People by name. 主耶稣基督要亲自带着一个呼叫的声音从天降临。我个人认为他要叫我们每一个信徒的名字。
Can you imagine that all of a sudden someday you hear your name called from heaven, from the sky? Can you imagine that? Wow!
能想象吗？有一天突然从天听到人叫你的声音呢？What a day. Now, he gives us the order of how he will come again. 在这里他也告诉我们主耶稣基督再来的顺序。在这里圣经告诉我们主耶稣基督再来的顺序。1 Thessalonians 4:16, The dead in Christ shall rise first. The dead in Christ shall rise first. 帖撒罗尼迦前书四章第十六节他说那在基督里死了的人必先复活。那在基督里死了的人必先复活。Those who are saved, here's what this means. Those that are saved and have already died, their bodies are in the grave. They will be the first to hear the Lord's voice and respond and leave this earth. 他的意思就是那些得救的人却死了的人他们尸体还在坟墓里还在地下但是他们必先听到主耶稣的声音，向主耶稣的声音回应，离开这个世界。Just like Lazarus, his dead ears heard the voice of Jesus calling, Lazarus, come forth. 就像拉撒路一样，他的死耳听到了耶稣的声音，叫他说，拉撒路，出来吧。They will come out of their graves. They'll begin to rise. 那些在基督里死了的人，那些得救的死了的人，他们要先复生。And then, in verse 17, here's what he says. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds. 第十七节，以后我们这活着还存留的人必和他们一同被提到云里。
What a reunion. What a reunion. What a sweet reunion. 多么甘甜的团圆啊。
多么甘甜的团圆啊。And then he says, to meet the Lord in the air. Verse 17, to meet the Lord in the air. 在空中与主相遇。在空中与主相遇。This is the best part of his coming. 这个就是主耶稣基督再来最美的部分。This is what Titus chapter 2, verse 13 calls that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. 这个就是提多书第二章十三节说的那蒙福的盼望，至大的神和我们救主耶稣基督的荣耀显现。
I said it was the best part, but here it gets even better. 我刚才说我们与主相遇就是最美的部分，但是还有一个更美的更好的部分。That's the end of verse 17, 在十七节最后一句。He says, and so shall we ever be with the Lord.
在这里他说，这样我们就要和主永远同在。
This is why the meeting with the Lord in the air is so good. We'll never leave him.
这个就是我们为什么可以说在空中与主相遇是非常美的事情。为什么呀？因为我们永远不离开他的身边。
John 14 verse 3, the Lord Jesus said, If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. Now listen closely. He said that where I am, there ye may be also. That means wherever I'm going to be from then on, you'll be with me. That's good news.
约翰福音第十四章第三节，主耶稣说，我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在哪里，叫你们也在那里。无论主耶稣基督在什么地方，我们就与他同在了，永远不离开他的身边了。
Revelation 22, verses 3 and 4. 启示录二十二章第三到四节 And there shall be no more curse. You know this earth is under a curse right now? Did you know that? Ever since Adam disobeyed God, this earth has been under a curse.
启示录二十二章第三到四节再没有咒诅，知道吗？现在这个世界，全世界都在咒诅之下。自从亚当犯罪一直到现在为止，这个全世界都在咒诅之下。
But in that day, there will be no more curse.
那一天再没有咒诅了。
But the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads.
在城里有神和羔羊的宝座，他的仆人都要侍奉他，他们必见他的面，他的名字必写在他们的额上。
Now what does it mean his name shall be in their foreheads? Does that mean that we're going to have a God's name written across our forehead right there? It could mean that, but I think it means something else.
这个他的名字必写在他们的额上是什么意思？
意思是在你我的额上有神的名字写下来吗？
可能是这个意思，但是我认为有更深的意思。 I believe that meaning is that we will forever belong to him.
He will forever be in our thoughts because we will be with him. It says they shall see his face.
我认为他的意思就是我们永远属于他，我们永远思考他，思想他，而且 永远与他同在，因为第四节说他们必见他的面。
I don't know how that's going to be possible because God is a spirit and you cannot see a spirit.
我不知道神怎么让我们看见他的面，因为神是个灵，而且人看不见灵。
But in that day we will physically be like the Lord Jesus Christ.
但那一天我们的身体就与耶稣的身体一样，
a glorified body,
受荣耀的身体了。 We will see him face to face and will be with him forever. 我们要见他的面，而且与他同在，一直到永永远远。 Maybe you remember last week and I talked about that in 2018, several of us got together at my sister's house and had a reunion.
也许你们记得上个星期我跟你们讲2018年我们家属的一些不同的家庭去我妹妹家团圆，非常快乐的几天。
It was a good time, but we had to say goodbye.
非常开心的时间，但是有一天我们都说再见。 I remember walking with my grandma to the driveway and getting in the car and saying goodbye to my grandma.
我还记得走的那一天我跟我姥姥一起去车那边，然后我们一家人我们就走了，对姥姥说再见。
Earthly reunions are a blessing, but they come to an end.
在世界上的团圆，神赐给我们的祝福，
especially if you have a Christian family, 特别是有信耶稣的家庭，但是那些团圆都有终点。
But that heavenly reunion in the clouds,in the sky, there will be no parting. There will be no goodbye from our saved loved ones or from the Lord himself. No goodbye.
但那在空中的云里的团圆呢，永不告别，永不告别，永不说再见，不要说明天见或者待会儿见或者下一次见，因为我们永不离开那些得救的人或者我们的救主耶稣基督。
We're in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 17, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. 帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章第十七节，这样我们就要和主永远同在。
Now verse 18 tells us that this gives us great hope. He says, wherefore comfort one another with these words.
第十八节让我们有很大的盼望，他说所以你们应当用这些话语彼此安慰。
In chapter 5 verses 1 and 2 he tells us something about the sudden nature of the Lord's coming. It's going to happen instantly. In all of these passages that we've looked at, he never told us when he's coming.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章第一到二节告诉我们主耶稣基督要突然来，因为我们思考的我们查的这些不同的有关主耶稣基督再来的经文里面，我们没有发现主耶稣说他什么时候要来。
1 Thessalonians 5, 1 and 2 full of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. As a thief in the night.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章一到二节，弟兄们，轮到时候日期不用我写信给你们，因为你们自己明明晓得主的日子来到好像夜间的贼一样，好像夜间的贼一样。
It sounds to me like this means that the Lord is coming when no one expects him to return.
我认为这节经文的意思就是主耶稣基督什么时候来呢，就是没有人认为他要来。
Years ago, I think it was around 2001, we came home from church one night.
好久以前，可能是2001年，我们晚上聚会以后我们回家了。
When we got home, we discovered that our front door was open and thieves had broken into our house.
我们发现前门打开了，小偷闯入我们的房子。
It was a big surprise.
有很大的啊，哇，很惊讶了。
We've all had surprises overtake us. And thinking about it, we've thought, If only I had known. If only I had known that that was going to happen, I would have prepared for it. I would have done something differently.
我们都经历敬意了。
而且这些事情发生以后，我们就想啊，如果我提前晓得，我就可以准备一下，或者我不会那样行事。I
believe the coming of the Lord is like this.
We are going to feel, hey, man, I wish I had prepared. If I knew He was coming, I would have prepared.
我认为主耶稣基督再来就是这样的。我认为我们很多基督徒会认为。
就是他再来以后，我们就认为，哦，我希望我知道他要来，这样我就可以准备好了。When
will He come again?
We don't know. 主耶稣基督什么时候再来呢？
这个我们不知道。The
best thing we can do is not worry about when He's coming, but just be ready for Him to come at any time.
最好的方式是提前准备好，准备他再来。 Well, how can we get ready for Him to come again?
我们怎么准备主耶稣再来呢?
Now, I want to close by saying this today.
今天我这样结束今天讲到, the first thing that we must all do to be ready for Jesus to come is what? 我们为耶稣基督再来准备自己最重要的一点是什么?
Be sure that you are one of His sheep.
Because He's coming to call His sheep,
not anybody else.
And when He comes and He calls His sheep, if you're not His sheep, you will be left on this earth. And according to 2 Thessalonians, if you heard the gospel and did not believe it, once He comes, you will not have an opportunity to believe the gospel again.
为主耶稣再来准备自己的主要的一点是什么？你要确定。
你就是主耶稣的羊，因为主耶稣再来的时候，要接谁到他那里去呢？他的羊。如果你不是耶稣的羊的话，你就留在世界上。而且帖撒罗尼迦后书告诉我们，如果主耶稣再来以前，你听到了福音，却拒绝信主耶稣基督，你就 不再有机会相信福音了。So make sure that you're one of His sheep. 所以呢，要确定你就是耶稣的羊。How
do you make sure? How do you make sure? In John 14, we close with this. 我们说到这里啊，约翰福音第十四章。John 14, we've read about, I'll go and come again. 在约翰福音第十四章，我们已经约这个部分好几遍，就是我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到那里去，等等。But
I want to read to you now verses 4 through 6, and I want you to look at it in your Bibles.
约翰福音第十四章第四到六节, He said, And whither I go, ye know. That means, and where I'm going, you know. And the way, ye know.
Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way?
Verse 6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father, but by me. 约翰福音第十四章四到六节，我往哪里去，你们知道。那条路，你们也知道。多马对他说，主啊，我们不知道你往哪里去。 怎么知道那条路呢? 耶稣对他说,我就是道路,真理,生命,若不借着我,没有人能到父那里去。What
did Jesus mean? He was saying, trust me, trust me, I am the way to take you to that place. I am the way, and there is no other way. I'm the truth, and I'm the life.
Trust me. 主耶稣在第六节，主耶稣的意思就是相信我，信靠我。没有另一条路能带你到父那里去，要相信我，因为我就是真理，我就是生命，我是唯一条路。So
today, I'm going to say this to you. If you haven't trusted Jesus Christ yet to save you from your sins, that's what you need to do to be ready for Jesus to come.
今天我想鼓励大家。 如果你还没有信靠主耶稣基督拯救你，你今天就要相信他，信靠主耶稣基督。
因为这个是最好的、最重要的为主耶稣基督再来的准备自己的方式。
Let's pray. 咱们来祷告吧。My Father, I thank you that Jesus is coming again. 我天上的父，感谢你主耶稣基督要再来。I thank you for telling us how he's coming. 感谢你告诉我们主耶稣基督如何再来的计划。And I thank you for teaching us how to prepare for his coming. 感谢你教导我们如何为主耶稣基督再来准备自己的方式。Please help us, I pray, to prepare. Help us be ready. Help us be eager. 我求你帮助我们准备。我求你帮助我们很期待主耶稣基督再来。I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, 奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.